In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We yet will continue our services this afternoon with that prayer that God would yet be with us here, that His Holy Spirit would be here, and that we would have those listening ears and hearts to receive what God has for us. Amen. In the beginning here, I would like to bring you those greetings of love and God's peace from my home congregation there in Seattle. There many wished that I would bring their greetings here. And it has all already been so nice to be here in Monticello for these summer services. This is my first time here to this place. And I can see that God surely has blessed. I would like to read from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. And I will read this in Jesus' name. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Amen. These services, perhaps you have seen that sign as you walked to this service tent with that theme that we will hear. And over again, this theme that we have been given, which is that which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you. And as I thought about that theme or motto, it brought me much comfort. For isn't it as believers we want to share this joy, this treasure that we have, this gift of faith. And so this portion of God's word speaks to us of that, where Jesus, as we just read, said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. This portion of God's word is so dear, isn't it? There have been recently, it seems, many that have passed on from this earthly life. Or perhaps there are those with trials, health trials. Perhaps there are those in their older years here. Perhaps there are those young ones, perhaps even children that have passed away. And this Bible portion is so comforting, isn't it? Where it says, let not your heart be troubled, yet believe in God. Believe also in me. These are Jesus' words, where he was there after he had had dinner, he had supped with them, his disciples, and he had washed their feet. He taught them and shared about him, that he was the Son of God. Believe ye in God, believe also in me. And then he shares this, that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listener, isn't this where we all want to be one day, to make it to heaven? It is so comforting, this portion where Jesus speaks to us of this heaven, this place where Jesus left his own, and he told his disciples, and he has been recorded in God's holy word, that he left so that he could leave this comforter. And isn't it so that here in God's kingdom, this is where God's Spirit is. This is that mother. God gave us his dear Son. And when he left, he shared that he would give us this comforter, this Holy Spirit. And here he says, I would have told you if it were not so. I go to prepare a place for you. It has been my memory growing up on the East Coast when those ministers would come to serve. It was so comforting to hear that message of God's kingdom, that your sins are forgiven, and that the reward is great. And isn't that so, dear brothers and sisters, when we think of this, where Jesus speaks to of these many mansions, and that he has gone to prepare a place for us. We have so much to be thankful for and to look forward to. And he continues, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way you know. This theme that we have been given, this motto, service motto, that which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you. Thomas, as our text relates, was wondering about this. He says, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? We can see that those disciples were no different than you and me. It was easy for them to doubt and to worry. But Jesus, our text continues in verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This is that message that Jesus gave there to his disciples, that he was the way, the truth, and the life. And as we know as believers, that Jesus did all of that merit work for us, that we as sinful and doubting and poor travelers could have that hope of heaven, could have that hope of those mansions that Jesus reminds us of in this portion, those many mansions. And he continues, if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. He is reminding his disciples, Thomas there, and those that were there listening, he is reminding us today that our salvation is through believing in Jesus, believing in that merit work that he did for us, Here in God's kingdom is the power to forgive sins. And dear one, even from the youngest one here, this message of the gospel is so dear to you, isn't it? It is the message of the forgiveness of your sins. And even now, again, dear one, dear listener, this gospel belongs to you this moment. Believe, sins and doubts and worries forgiven. In Jesus' name, in precious blood. There was a portion that I was also remembering when I was reading through this, where Jesus was reminding us of the way, the truth, and the life. And this gospel message that we hear and believe in God's kingdom, it was that portion from that woman at the well from John chapter 4, where there was that woman that was there by the well, and Jesus was thirsty, and he asked her to give him some water. And maybe we can even read that portion where it says, when the Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me to drink?" And the Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." And Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." And then that woman said, Sir, the woman said, "You have nothing to draw with. The well is deep. Where will you get this living water? Are you greater than your father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" And Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water, welling up into eternal life." Brothers and sisters, this is that well of living water here in God's kingdom. This is that gospel message that again and again we long to hear. Isn't it? This is that message of the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name, in his blood. There was another portion that perhaps I could also read. It was when John was in prison. And he was doubting there, and Jesus sent his disciples to John. And I'll read from chapter 11, verse 2. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come? Or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor." The gospel message is proclaimed to the poor. "Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." So here, Jesus lovingly reminded John that to the gospel, to the poor, the gospel is preached. And isn't that how we feel, dear brothers and sisters, dear listener, that we need to again and again hear that precious gospel message, that water from that spring of life? Again, dear one, believe, sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious blood. And I too, coming before you, worrying and doubting, also need to hear that same message. Can you yet forgive me my many sins? We have so much to be thankful for, don't we, dear brothers and sisters? We will hear at summer services all about the way and the journey. We will hear about that which we have seen and heard, and that we declare unto you. There was those ones that were there on the road to Emmaus, remember that account, after Jesus died, and they were there walking, and then Jesus came up to them and walked with them, and he taught all about himself, all about Jesus. At these summer services, we will hear all about Jesus, won't we? And we will hear again and again that precious message of the forgiveness of sins. We have so much to be thankful for, dear brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen.